You are listening to NewsRamp Government and Politics. Today is Friday morning, August 14th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Fauci's fever concerns memo surfaces as Trump slashes childhood vaccine schedule. Newly surfaced private messages from Dr. Anthony Fauci reveal concerns about cytokine storms and fever from mRNA COVID injections potentially triggering first trimester miscarriages. Senator Ron Johnson criticizes the withholding of this information to prevent vaccine hesitancy. President Trump's executive order reduces the childhood vaccine schedule and splits the MMR into three shots. So, what is the moment that President Trump was providing? No Agenda Show dissects mainstream coverage of these developments and more in episode 1894.
Freedom of religion and expression in South Korea. International rights groups, including Human Rights Without Frontiers, raise concerns over freedom of religion and expression in South Korea. Issues discussed include treatment of elderly religious leaders in detention, conscientious objection, and public hostility towards a mosque project in Daegu. Scholars call for due process, proportionality, and equal protection of fundamental rights.
The World in Focus, five most talked about international events of July 2026. From the FIFA World Cup uniting billions of fans worldwide to the NLP World Prayer Conference in Canada showcasing Nigerian faith on a global stage, July 2026 was a month of international significance. Reflecting on Nelson Mandela International Day, World Population Day, and the World Day Against Trafficking in Persons, the world came together to celebrate, discuss, and act on issues shaping our global society. That's it. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.